worthy of her trust, rebuilding sexual integrity and winning her back. The journey begins. Trust, it's the foundation of any relationship, but especially crucial in marriage. I'm Stephen Arterburn, and along with my co-author Jason Martinkus, we've written this book to help men who have betrayed their wives' trust, particularly through sexual sin. We know this journey intimately, Jason has lived it, and I've counseled countless couples through it. Let me be clear. Rebuilding trust after sexual betrayal is one of the most challenging things you'll ever do. But it's not impossible. With patience, love, and self-sacrificing effort, it's possible that one day your wife will risk her heart with you again. This book isn't just theory. It's born from the trenches of real-life experience. Jason's story is a testament to this. He betrayed his wife Shelley's trust in profound ways, and their marriage teetered on the brink of collapse. But through God's grace and the principles we'll share, they not only survived but thrived. Understanding the damage. Before we dive into the rebuilding process, we need to grasp the depth of the wound caused by sexual betrayal. Your wife's world has been shattered. Everything she thought she knew about you, your relationship, and her own worth has been called into question. The pain is visceral and all-encompassing. One wife described it like this: "I want to move past this stuff, but it seems like everywhere I turn, I'm reminded of infidelity and how rampant it is." This observation is painfully common. Your wife can't simply forget or quickly move on. The reminders are everywhere, and the healing takes time. It's crucial to understand that time alone doesn't heal these wounds. Instead, we encourage you to view time as the context in which you find new opportunities to build trust. Every morning is a new beginning, a fresh chance to take steps towards rebuilding what's been broken. The foundation of rebuilding. The cornerstone of rebuilding trust is radical honesty. This means no more secrets, no more half-truths, and absolutely no more lies, no matter how small. Your wife needs to know she can count on your words being true, always. Jason learned this the hard way. Early in their recovery process, he accepted a new job without consulting Shelley. It was a seemingly small decision, but it reinforced her fears that he couldn't be trusted. These missteps, even when unintentional, can set back progress significantly. Rebuilding trust is like constructing a sculpture out of Legos. The pieces include time, energy, planning, vision, willingness, creativity, persistence, patience, intentionality, hope, failure, and commitment. It's an ongoing process that requires multiple intentional factors pieced together over time, all approached with humility and unwavering commitment. Practical steps for trust building. Now, let's get practical. What does rebuilding trust look like on a day-to-day basis? Here are some key strategies we've found to be effective. 1. Transparency in all things. This means open access to your phone, email, and schedules. It might feel invasive, but it's necessary to rebuild security. 2. Consistent accountability. Regular check-ins with a trusted friend or mentor who can hold you to your commitments. 3. Proactive communication. Don't wait for your wife to ask questions. Volunteer information about your day, your struggles, and your victories. 4. Patient listening. When your wife needs to express her pain or fears, listen without becoming defensive. Her feelings are valid, even if they're difficult to hear. 5. Intentional affirmation. Compliment your wife sincerely and often. Many women who have been betrayed struggle with feeling undesirable or not enough. Your words can be healing. 1 powerful tool Jason developed is the T30 journal. For 30 days, he wrote down every thought he had about other women, pornography, or anything related to his addiction. This radical honesty was terrifying but transformative. It allowed Shelley to see his internal struggles and his commitment to change. Dealing with setbacks. The road to rebuilding trust is rarely smooth. There will be setbacks, moments of doubt, and times when it feels like you're moving backward instead of forward. This is normal, but it doesn't make it any less painful. Jason recalls a moment years into their recovery, when Shelley was triggered by a seemingly innocent situation. The pain and fear came rushing back as if no progress had been made. In these moments, it's crucial to remain steady, compassionate, and committed to the process. Remember, healing isn't linear. Some days will feel like huge strides forward, while others might feel like you've lost ground. The key is to keep showing up, keep being honest, and keep doing the work, even when it's hard. The long-term view. Rebuilding trust is a marathon, not a sprint. For Jason and Shelley, it took nearly a decade to feel truly healed and whole again, but the results were worth every difficult step. Jason shares, "It took the better part of 5 years to feel like we were stabilized. It took 7 years for Shelley to say she actually respected me. It took 8 years for her to say that if we had to go through it all over again, she would still choose me." This long-term perspective is crucial. On the difficult days, when progress seems slow or non-existent, remember that healing is happening, even if you can't always see it. Every honest conversation, every temptation resisted, every moment of vulnerability is a building block towards a stronger, more intimate relationship. In closing, I want to offer a word of hope. No matter how broken your relationship might seem right now, there is a path forward. It won't be easy, and it will require more from you than you might think you have to give. But with God's grace, hard work, and unwavering commitment, you can become worthy of her trust again. Your marriage can not only survive this betrayal, but eventually thrive in ways you never thought possible. The journey of rebuilding trust is also a journey of personal growth, deeper intimacy, and profound healing for both you and your wife. Stay the course, lean on God, and never give up on becoming the man your wife deserves.